Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salamun alaikum. You're listening to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about living by the Quran.
قلب ينبض بالقرآن هذا النور شفاء صدور فاض وعطر كل لسان وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن.
Today, Wednesday, is the 25th of Rabiul Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of May, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of October, 2023, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Allah's book, chapter Al-Qamar, verses 17 to 19.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani r-rajim. Walaqad yassarna al-Qur'ana lil-dhikri fahal min muddakir.
And we have certainly made the Quran easy for remembrance. So is there any who will remember?
كَذَّبَتْ عَادٌ فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَنُذُرْ.
Ad denied, and how severe were my punishment and warning.
إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِيحًا صَرْصَرًا فِي يَوْمِ نَحْسٍ مُسْتَمِرٍ.
Indeed, we sent upon them a screaming wind on a day of continuous misfortune.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse in question is saying that Allah Almighty truly made the Holy Quran easy to understand, such that everyone may easily comprehend. The words and expressions therein and thereby find the path toward his happiness. Thus people may learn the accounts of former people like people Noah's tempest and ark, and the perdition of all peoples all over the earth except for his followers. Thus, they may learn the recompense of their evil deeds and take a lesson.
ورسول الله معلمنا
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
We're speaking about living by the Quran. This is today's special. Reading the Quran will be of little benefit to you unless you, from the first moment, begin to change and reconstruct your life in total surrender to Allah who has given you the Quran. Without the will and the striving to act, neither the states of hearts and in raptures of the soul, nor the ecstasies of mood, nor intellectual enrichment will be of any use to you. If the Quran does not have any impact upon your actions, and if you do not obey what it enjoins and avoid what it prohibits, then you are not getting near to it. On every page of the Quran is an invitation to surrender and submit, to act and change. At every step, the reader is confronted to decide and commit himself. Those who do not submit to it are declared to be kafir, zalim, or wrongdoer, and fasiq, iniquitous. All we can find these words in chapter Ma'idah, chapter 5, verses 7 to 11.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to Arab English Radio and another show on how to live according to Al-Quran, a comprehensive Quranic guide for life from Arab English Radio. About interpersonal relations, we read in the holy book Al-Quran and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes kindness and forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah, in chapter Fussilat, goodness and evil are not equal. Repel evil with what is better. Then you will see that the one who was once your enemy has become your dearest friend. As for the community involvement and the necessity of justice and standing for truth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, O you who have believed, be persistently standing firm for Allah, witnesses injustice, and do not let the hatred of a people prevent you from being just. Be just, that is nearer to righteousness. As for education and knowledge and the importance of seeking knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Alaq, read in the name of your Lord who created. Again, as for health and well-being and the importance of moderation in all things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O children of Adam, take your adornment at every masjid and eat and drink, but be not excessive. Indeed, He likes not those who commit excess. Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
parable of life. Allah says in the Holy Quran, the parable of the life of this world is that of water which we send down from the sky. It mingles with the earth's vegetation, from which humans and cattle eat. When the earth puts on its luster and is adorned, and its inhabitants think they have power over it, our edict comes to it by night or day, whereat we turn it into a mown field, as if it did not flourish the day before. Thus do we elaborate the signs for a people who reflect. God by this verse is saying that life in this world is not lasting but transitory. It is fleeting and will quickly come to an end, whereas life in the hereafter is eternal and infinite. Therefore, we must live life in such a way that our life in the hereafter is bettered and we are prosperous. Otherwise, life in this world will quickly come to an end before we know it. As a result, we must make the best use of it.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به.
For today and for ways to use the Quran to improve our life, we suggest getting rewarded for trying to read. The Arabic language is a strange language for some of us. When you're a beginner, you're more likely to stutter and struggle to read it fluently. It is frustrating enough not to understand what you're reading. Add to that the need to practice reading in numerous languages and letters. But have no fear, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-wise and all-merciful. He will double your reward for your efforts to read the words of the Quran.
If you study the Quran, there are certain verses about Al-Ladina and Rabbik. Those who are end of your Lord, means close to your Lord. So Allah will remember them with those who are very close to Him, such people. And this is just some sample. We have many, many hadiths about emphasis on the Quran, respecting the Quran. And one of the most important instructions of the Prophet, as you know, is he said to all Muslims, "Inni tarikun fikum uthaqalain kitab Allah wa itrati." For sure, the Prophet didn't mean just to print the Quran, to, you know, keep the Quran at your home, or to kiss the Quran only. The Prophet meant that you should act according to the Quran and should act according to the teachings of Ahlul Bayt. To love the Quran and not follow it, or to love Ahlul Bayt and not follow them, would not be enough. So I hope we show our gratitude to all the sacrifices of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By appreciating more the gift of the Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhi wassalam, these two important things that he left for us, inshallah.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special, and we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
A message from the sky, a mercy for mankind. If you lose your way, we'll always be your guide. Far greater than this world, move mountains with its words. Fixed every part of me and put my heart at ease. And Allah knows words heal the soul, most beautiful of miracles. The more you read, the more you feel Allah's love with every beat. Al-Qur'an nurun wa bayan. Al-Qur'an hadiyul iman. Al-Qur'an
القرآن عليك سلام.